welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. This is Paul from Marion, and as always, thanks for joining us here on the Drivecast today. This past Sunday, we were in week two of the Wide Open World Mission Series, and I spent a little time just working through, you know, why do we do this? And when the Bible talks about missions, or when we talk about mission in the church, where do we get that? Are we just making that up? And we opened up with Matthew 28, and specifically Jesus' words in verse 18, and the next couple of verses where he says, "Look, all authority on heaven and earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all that I have commanded you, and I will be with you to the very end of the age," says Jesus. And so I love that he sandwiches the command with his power and his presence. And that's something that's really encouraging for me. And so then thinking practically, okay, Jesus has given us this command to go and make disciples. He has promised his authority. He's promised his presence. How then do we go about living that out? Well, I think the Apostle Paul gives a really helpful blueprint and a pattern. When we look at Romans 10, and we see Romans 10, 1 open with Paul's grief for the Israelites who do not know who God is. He opens up in verse 1 and he says, "My heart's desire and prayer to God for them," the Israelites, "is that they may be saved." And then what's really fascinating to see is that Paul, he diagnoses the core issue, a spiritual issue that the Israelites are dealing with. He says it in verse 3, "For being ignorant of the righteousness of God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness." So the core spiritual issue besetting the Israelites is they think it is up to their personal righteousness, not the righteousness of God, that leads to salvation. And then he presents the solution to that core spiritual problem in verses 5 through 13, where he says eventually in verse 13, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." In verse 10, "For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved." And so in this, Paul is saying, look, it's not about your works. It's about Christ's work in your place. You can't work your way to heaven. Jesus lived perfectly in your place, died the death that I deserve and you deserve, and he lived again. And when we confess that is, we believe in that, that's how we're saved, not by works of the law. And so there's that element. And then just practically speaking, where I ended up really focusing on is, like Paul, do we have a burden for the lost? You know, right now, there's a great website called the Joshua Project that identifies the people groups of the world. And there are something like 17,300 different people groups that make up the 8+ billion people in the world. As of now, we have reached 58.1% of those people groups, about 10,700 people groups. That means there's something like 7,250 people groups, which is something like 3 billion people, who do not yet know that or confess that Jesus is Lord, who do not have a faith. And so the question is, well, how do we go about reaching them? And this is where, practically speaking, we look at the pattern that Paul presents us, a clear diagnosis of the core spiritual problem, and then how Jesus is the answer to that problem. He does the same thing in Acts 17 when he's in Athens. He's like, look, I see that you're very religious and you have a statue to the unknown God. Your spiritual problem is that you don't really know who God is. Let me tell you who he is. And every time the answer comes in seeing Jesus and understanding who he is. And so with that being said, just a point of application for us is, number one, do we have a burden for lost people? And do we know how to reach them? Whether that be locally, nationally, or globally. Do we understand the context within which they exist? And to be able, maybe not say overtly, hey, I know your core problem, but as we establish relationship with people, and as we're given permission to speak in their lives, to say, look, I see that you're dealing with this. Jesus is the answer to that problem. I see you're overwhelmed with anxiousness. Colossians 1:16 says Jesus upholds all things by the power of his word. He's in control. Whatever it may be, I see that you're struggling with just value. Jesus viewed you as valuable enough to die on the cross for you. So we contextualize our presentation of Jesus based upon the need and the core problem those we're interacting with are experiencing. But it all starts with a burden for the lost, just like the Apostle Paul. And so this morning or this evening, afternoon, whenever it is you're listening to this Drivecast, I just want to lead us in a bit of time of prayer to say, God, work in us a burden for the lost. And then, Lord, equip us and give us the abilities, the skills we need to reach that lost people group. And so I want to pray for us. I want to say thanks again for joining us on the Drivecast. I do hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Lord, I do ask that you would work in our hearts a real burden for lost people, people who don't know you, whether that be our family, our spouse, our kids, our neighbors, teams, or coworkers, that you would give us the insight and wisdom to not even necessarily articulate the core spiritual problem, but see it and then reveal how Jesus is the ultimate answer to that problem. And then as we do that, Lord, would you save people? By grace, you would save them. Would they place their faith in you? And so, God, work in that way. Send your Holy Spirit to work in us to see those opportunities. And then, Lord, help us partner with so many who are doing that around the world, where they're in a particular community, in a particular context, and they understand and know the core issues, and they're working to reveal how Jesus is ultimately that answer to those core issues. But help us partner well. Help us send and go and give generously to see more and more people come and know and love you. God, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.